Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska. I lost 140 pounds, and I cannot wait to share all of my keto low-carb secrets with you during Season 5. Get ready for a fast ride, because the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska is going to get you inspired and help you to be successful. Let's get started. Have a great time today. We are talking live today about quick keto burgers at home. So quick keto burgers at home. Now, I love to eat, and there's nothing wrong with that. I bet you like to eat too. So do you like to spend all day in the kitchen, or do you like to have quick meals, quick dinners, quick snacks? That's me. I like things quick. I like things easy, simple. When I was growing up, please give me a thumbs up if you agree. When I was growing up, my family made burgers like all the time because they were affordable, quick, easy to make. It was simple. Everyone liked it. Crowd pleasers. So if you love burgers and you love the idea of making a quick keto burger at home, please give this video a thumbs up. That way it'll rise to the top and we can all enjoy this information. Because like it or not, that's how the internet works. You got to have that algorithm. So today I'm going to do a free recipe demonstration. I got all my ingredients over here. Got things heating up. That's probably why I'm hot. Whew. And I'm also going to be sharing 6 tips for making quick keto burgers at home. So free recipe demonstration, 6 quick tips on how to do the best keto burgers at home. And make sure that you're staying tuned for the whole episode, because number 6 is going to be the do's and the don'ts of keto burger toppings. Sound pretty good, right? And rest assured, these are all real life tips that helped me to lose 140 pounds. 140 pounds, people. How much have you lost on Dirty Lazy Keto? I want to know in the comments. Tell me. I'm going to be looking. Because these are the actual tips. These are the strategies that helped me to lose 140 pounds and keep that weight off now for almost a decade. So I'm going on 10 years. My kids call it old mommy and new mommy. And they are, you know, they don't even know the difference. They're like, who is that person in the picture, mom? I had brown hair and I looked a lot different back then. So these are the real life tips that I'm sharing with you. I want you to know that, because I'm not just some lady like, oh yeah, eat this stuff. I made a cookbook. No, these are the actual strategies, the actual foods, the actual recipes. Every single thing I tell you is from my own story. And I think that's important. It makes me feel more comfortable sharing with you. And I hope that'll help you trust me as well. Because I'm not just talking out of my, you know what I'm saying? So let's get started. I offered you 6 tips about quick keto burgers and making these at home, making them delicious and tasty. So number 1, think about this. Now, you're making this at home. I think automatically people think burgers and they're automatically thinking beef, right? And they're also thinking summers and barbecues and it's got to be good weather, blah, blah, blah. Well, I want you to try to get some of those old notions out of your head. That's all part of number 1, is think about burgers outside the box. So not just beef burgers, not just summer barbecues, but think about burgers, keto-friendly burgers, being a great, tasty, keto-friendly option for you and your whole family year-round. So besides beef, what else could you have in a burger? Do you have an idea? Put it in the comments below, besides beef burgers. Personally, I eat a lot. I'll show you this side without the clearance label. It's embarrassing. I'll show you this side. This is a Butterball turkey burgers. I buy these in a pack of 6 at, they're already in little, you know, little wrappings. And I get these at Walmart. I also buy the Jenny O. Sometimes they come in a box like this, flash frozen, or in a fresh package. But I think they're really clever and delicious. So do you like turkey burgers? Or do you just like the beef burgers? Tell me. Tell me what you think. Is there anybody out there thinking about something totally different from turkey or beef burgers? Is anyone thinking chicken? Ground chicken burgers? That can be pretty tasty too. And an alternative if, you know, beef isn't your thing. So think about chicken. And then one more really fun one is salmon burgers. My Costco used to have them. And then I think Trader Joe's had them, and then I've seen them on and off at the grocery store, but they're pre-made for you patties that are salmon burgers, fish. We all know fish is so healthy for us. I know I am trying to make a goal this year of having fish at least once a week because the health benefits are so amazing, right? So tell me what your choice is. Are you beef, turkey, chicken, or salmon? Put it in the comments. Or maybe something else I haven't thought of. Let me know. We'll see who wins, right? It'll be an interesting vote. Now, take a shortcut, guys. You don't have to go out and buy like ground grass-fed meat. You can buy, like I said, the pre-made patties if you want to. The frozen ones, throw them in the freezer when they're on sale, and that way you're always ready to go. Now, you can also cook from frozen. That's been a new trick of mine since I've gotten my air fryer, because I just spray turkey burgers mainly, or chicken burgers or salmon burgers. I spray them with a little olive oil, and then I bake them, or air fry them, rather, in my air fry oven. Pretty simple, right? And easy, less cleanup, less stinky. The beef burgers don't really need the oil because they already have a higher fat content, right? But don't be afraid to cook from frozen. Now, let's say you don't have any time to cook at all. You're like, I'm terrible at cooking, but I still want a good burger. Stephanie, can I just go to the drive-thru? here's my McDonald's package here to give you an example. That's okay. Don't be afraid to enjoy a fast food burger when you're on Dirty Lazy Keto. There's a misconception that all of us on Dirty Lazy Keto, all we do is eat fast food and junk food and protein bars and diet energy drinks. That's not true, is it? No, it's not. It just means we have the option. We have the option to do that. I mean, personally, what I would do is just go through the drive-thru, use your app to get yourself a little discount, and then just take this bun, hun, and throw it in the trash and eat the meat. Or bring the meat home and then dress it up the way you like it in your kitchen. Simple, simple. And then you didn't even have to cook. Now, I want you to, no matter where you shop for your burgers, whether it is a pre-made patty or a frozen patty, always check your nutrition label on the side of the package or use your keto diet restaurant guide written by William and Stephanie Laska, available on Amazon. Use that to help you find the amount of net carbs in what you're eating. You should always know what you're eating, right? Generally, burgers, protein like that is going to be 0 grams of net carbs. Also, one quick thing I saw on the news this week. This celebrity chef guy, he was taking sausages and then cutting the little seam of the sausage, pulling the sausage meat out and making those into hamburgers. I'm like, that's clever. I'll share that too. So good tip. Okay, so that was number one. Don't be afraid to cut some corners. That was my number one tip. Number two, to have a quick keto burger at home. How about we talk about, I'm gonna reach into my little bag of tricks here, because I like to have show and tell and have things for you to look at. Number two, think about, think about store-bought keto buns. Now, do you have a favorite? Tell us in the comments, please. Tell us what brand. Tell us how much they cost. Tell us where you find them. Tell us your opinion of them. Do they taste good? Are they spongy? Do they have good consistency? I think people are always on the lookout for a good keto bread or keto bun. So if you have a store-bought or commercially available, bread that you would bet your life on and recommend to a friend, please tell us right now. Put it in the comments. Very helpful, right? Now, some of you are like, whoa, 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 Stephanie, whoa, whoa, whoa. I go to the grocery store, and I'm going up and down the aisles, and I live in blah, blah, blah city, and maybe you don't have this kind of product available. You don't have the Aldi. You don't have the Oro Wheat keto-friendly buns, whatever. Your grocery store doesn't carry them, so you're shopping, and you're like, Stephanie, why are you telling me to buy this stuff? They don't have it in my area. Is that you? That's okay if that's true. Another thing that might come up for you right now with number two is you might be like, girl, I'm on a budget. That's how I am. And you might be thinking, I don't have like all this money to be spending on commercial keto type products. And I don't want to either because it can be very expensive and they might make you feel like you're on this specialty program where you have to buy a bunch of expensive stuff and it might make you frustrated. Does that sound like you? It's okay. That's all part of number two. That's honest. Some also folks in number two might feel like having these commercial keto buns, they might experience a weight loss stall or a gain. And here's my very sad face, angry. Does that happen to you? So if it doesn't bother your weight loss and you really like them and they're really important to you, or you just want to have them once in a while, then there's no problem. No one's going to tell you you can't have these things. However, if they're too expensive, they're not available in your area, you can't afford them, you don't want to spend your money on them, or they're causing you to maybe have a weight loss stall or a gain, then we're going to move on to the next tip, which is number 3. Because you don't have to have these items, right? They're optional. If you like them, fine. If not, fine. I just want you to know that they're out there. I am going to do a recipe demonstration today because a lot of you might want to just whip up something at home. So before I get started on my little recipe demonstration, because my oven over here is hot. Woo! It's getting hot. I want to hear from you. So comment below. I would like to hear more your thoughts on the keto burgers right now. Chime in, please, in the comments if I haven't heard from you yet. I'm going to spin the wheel and give away a prize. And hopefully not knock over my oven behind me. So please tell me if you have a bread favorite, if you don't like the breads at the store, if you've had a bad experience. Tell me what you think. Woo, we're going to give away a pack of keto stickers today for free. So if you want to win, trying to do that without knocking over my... If you want to win a pack of custom keto stickers, I'm going to reach behind and grab them from my prize box. I will send them to you for free just because I'm so nice. I had a designer make them. I even had her make some new ones after the Barbie movie came out. And, oh, so heavy. The new keto stickers I have are in the Barbie font. How cute is that, right? I think it's cute. And also the Supreme font and some updated designs. Now, keep in mind that all the prizes that I give away every week when I do the YouTube videos, YouTube is where I pick the people, or on our private Facebook group, the Premium Supporters. I pick a winner every week and I give away a prize. Keep in mind that if you didn't get picked today or you just want one of these, you don't want to wait. You can shop on my Etsy store and buy any of these things at cost. So here's my Etsy store. I'm going to tell you every week because you're going to forget and then you'll ask me. So I'll just tell you every week. It's Etsy shop, and you go to etsy.com/shop/ The Dirty Lazy Keto Shop. So that's the name of the store on Etsy. The Dirty Lazy Keto Shop. I have stickers and magnets and fridge magnets. I've got stickers. I said that. Aprons. Copies of all of our books signed by the author. Lunch pails. Aprons. All sorts of goodies. And new things are being added all the time. And bundles, too, with freebies. I'm doing a lot of freebies. Because I want to get this stuff out there. I don't want it all sitting in my office. I want you to have it. So that's why I sell it at cost. Get it in your hands to help inspire you. Isn't that fun? You like that one? Okay. So hopefully you commented. Now we're going to move on to number 3. Because we have 6 things to get to today, all about keto tips for the best burger. So number 3. I promised you I was going to do a little recipe demonstration. And I'm so excited to make this. I'm going to teach you how to make a quick bun for your burger at home. Yummy. Now, if you want to follow along with the recipe, I'm going to give it to you out loud, but I do talk fast. So if you want to refer to your copy in your cookbook, it's inside the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook, the 5 ingredient cookbook. So if you have a copy of this, go to page 142. 142. I'm going to show you a picture of what we're making today. The recipe is called the Big Mama Chaffle Burger. Isn't that hilarious? The Big Mama Chaffle Burger. It's on page 142 of the Dirty Lazy Keto 5 Ingredient Cookbook. And there's the recipe. It's delicious. You're going to love it. And again, it's in the 5 Ingredient Cookbook. There are 4 cookbooks. There's no repeats. 4 of them. There's 100 recipes in each one. All right. So this recipe actually is going to make just enough for one person. And the burger, Chaffle Burger, Big Mama Chaffle Burger, has a total of 4 grams of net carbs for the whole recipe. That includes the patty. But today I just want to show you how to make the bun. Sound good? So here's what you need to gather before we get you going. I'm going to show you the ingredients. So ask yourself, do you have this at home? Do you have a cup of shredded cheese? Do you? Yes or no? Do you have 2 medium eggs? You're going to need that too. And go ahead and beat those into a small cup. Do you have at your house, right this second, I bet you have all these things. Let's see who has them all. Do you have some heavy whipping cream? You're only going to need a half teaspoon, of heavy whipping cream. Next. you're going to need, reaching down, a little bit of garlic powder, specifically a half teaspoon of garlic powder. And then last but not least, since this is a savory bun we're making, you're going to need a little bit of ground black pepper, 1/8 teaspoon ground black pepper. I'll hold that up for all of our visual people out there. Ground black pepper, 1/8 teaspoon. So here are the directions, folks. I want you to follow along if you'd like. I have to kind of reach down in my, my little bag of tricks there. It is tricky to do this in my office, I'll tell you that. So I'm going to move a couple things around just so I can not drop anything. We don't want that. Okay, let me just move this box up. I always have so many fun props for you. Let me get organized. I've got my gloves to put on so no one gets creeped out by me. Someone always messages me and says, Stephanie, put on gloves. You're touching food. And I'm like, but I'm all alone in my office. Why does anyone care? It's funny, huh? Okay, so at home, you don't need gloves, obviously. I'm just doing this for that one person who will send me a nasty gram. All right, so I got on my gloves. Here's what I recommend to you. You get out your waffle maker or chaffle maker, whatever you want to call it, and you're going to lightly spray it with some nonstick cooking spray. This is dirty keto, right? We can use things like this. You don't have to use organic grass-fed butter at every moment's time. You can use fun little products that save you time and money and energy. So go ahead and spray this a little bit. Perfect. And then you're going to preheat that while you're mixing your ingredients. And we're just going to combine all those ingredients that I just talked about. So in a medium bowl, which I have right here, we're going to mix the ingredients that we just discussed. I've got the cheddar cheese. I'm going to dump that in here. We talked about the heavy cream. I'm going to dump that in here. Hold this up so you can see. We've got the garlic powder. It's getting hot in here. And we've got the 2 eggs beaten. 2 eggs beaten already. 2 medium eggs beaten. And then we've got our black pepper. Okay. Now I'm going to just stir the stuff up. And again, our chaffle iron is preheating, so we're not wasting any time today. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, stirred well. And next instruction, we are going to pour this entire bowl of ingredients that we just blended. We're going to pour the entire thing evenly into 2 squares on your waffle maker. And then we're going to cook it for 3 minutes. Now, I got to tell you, when you're doing anything to do with chaffles and waffle makers, there's a tendency for the ooze factor. Do you know what that means? And do you have a tip to avoid it? If you know what that means, please let us know and please give us your strategies. What I mean by the ooze factor is that when we close our waffle maker to cook, there's a high likelihood that it's going to ooze out the sides. So yes, you cannot go overboard. Put your stuff in the middle. Let's hear what you guys think. Oh, it's already hot. Now, I'm doing this here in the office, so it's a little trickier. I don't have the best balance going on. There we go. And then I'm going to close my chaffle maker, my waffle maker. And I'm going to set a 3-minute timer. I'm going to set down this food here so I don't drop. Here we go. All right. Hey, Siri, set a 3-minute timer. Make sure that worked. Perfect. Yay. So there we go. Now, while that's cooking, smells good already. We'll be paying attention to see if we can figure out the ooze factor. I'm going to see if I can do number 4 while it's cooking. And then we'll circle back. So number 4, here's my strategy for number 4. Hopefully I won't get distracted. Another option, instead of the bread, instead of the bun, instead of this Big Mama Chaffle Burger recipe I'm making, another idea for you for the most delicious keto-friendly burger, you hear it making noise, is to wrap it up in some lettuce. Okay, wrap it up. Wrap it up, people. Wrap it up. Here's my big lettuce leaves. Does anyone like that idea a little better than the bun? Less ooze? Now, personally, I like a romaine or butter lettuce. Those tend to be my favorite. I feel like it's going to help me sneak in some more vegetables. It offers a little bit of crispiness to my burger. And mainly, I always have it around the house. I'm extra lazy, as I mentioned. That's why I'm dirty, lazy keto. And I really like to just do something fast and simple. You know, I don't have to go to the store. I didn't have to go buy any commercial keto breads, which might cause me to have a weight loss stall anyway or a problem. And instead, I'm just going to be like, you know what? I've got a whole bunch of lettuce leaves. I'll do that simple and fast, and I'll get some more veggies. Plus, here's my big scissors. I love tips like this that help me to cut carbs in my daily routine. Do you need to cut some more carbs, or are you find yourself eating too many of the keto snacks? This is a great strategy. Wrap it up with some lettuce. And if you want more tips like this, I know it seems obvious, but some of them you just forget about, right? You can stay tuned for the next video, which will be how to cut carbs on keto. Cut carbs on keto. That'll be the video right after this if you want to binge watch. I'll tee it up. Sound good? Oh my gosh, we did all of number four. Can we move on to number five before this alarm goes off? I'll talk fast. Number five, my recommendation for you is to enjoy fat and don't be shy. Don't be shy about the fat. Now, I was saving this for a reason. I'm going to pull this back. Here we are. Don't be shy when it comes to fat, because fat is going to make your food taste fantastic. Here's another picture of a recipe. This is on a page 150 of the same cookbook, 150. And this is one of my other favorite recipes, slip and slide queso burgers. Slip and slide queso burgers. Doesn't that look good? So yummy, you guys. So good. Slip and slide queso burgers is a perfect example of adding fat to our burgers to make them taste good. And again, this is from the Dirty Lazy Keto 5 Ingredient Cookbook, the fourth cookbook in the series. Now, why am I adding fat? What do you guys think? Put it in the comments, because I want to pick someone, right? Put it in the comments. Why are we adding fat to our keto burgers? Tell me why while I open up our delicious Big Mama Chaffle burgers. I'm going to put that on pause. Here we go. No ooze. I did pretty good today. No ooze. Now, when you're taking this out of your chaffle maker, I do recommend you use a plastic fork. It can help with the saving the Teflon on your chaffle maker, and it doesn't scratch it as much. So I'm going to open that up. Oh, yeah. A little bit of ooze, right? But as you can see here, they turned out golden and beautiful. These are savory chaffles that we're going to be able to use for our queso burger. For our Big Mama Chaffle burger or our Big Mama Chaffle burger. Here we go. I'm going to hold this up so you can see. Look how golden and delicious it is. This is going to be our bun. We've got the bottom, and I also have the top over here. I don't want to burn myself. But look how buttery, delicious it looks. Woo, it looks pretty good, huh? Now, I'm handling them, but they will stay nice and firm for you to make your burger. So I'm handling them, so things are kind of going awry here. But let me show you what it looks like when it's all done, can I? Here's the beauty product for you. I always make one ahead of time. That way, in case things are flopping everywhere. I want you to see what it's going to look like in your kitchen. Just like the one I made here. Here we go. I teed it up with the bottom and the top of our Big Mama Chaffle burger. I already pre-cooked my burger, so it's right there with some cheese. And then I added some keto-friendly toppings. And then to combine it with some of the best hits of the other recipe I was sharing with you, the slip and slide queso burgers, I brought along some queso that I could dribble on top to make this the ultimate delicious keto burger for you. I know, right? Doesn't that look good? Oh, so yummy. Now, let me put this aside for a second because we were just talking about fat and why fat is important on the keto diet and why you need fat on your burger. And I'm curious what comments were left. I'd like to hear what you all have to think and say about fat on your burger. Now, we did mention that the hamburgers, like your beef burgers, those are going to probably have a higher fat content. But some of your other ones, like a chicken breast or turkey burger, may not have as much fat. So adding fat to that meal or snack that you're making might help you think this tastes really amazing and really good. Emotionally as well, eating fat helps you to not feel resentful. Because it tastes yummy, you feel like you're getting away with something. You know what I mean? You're not like all, I'm on a diet, I can't have french fries. Instead, you're like, oh my gosh, I just put cheese on it. This amazing burger with this chaffle burger. I had cheese. I had ranch dressing I dipped it in. I had queso. I wrapped it in lettuce, whatever. You're thinking, this is an amazing lifestyle that I can do forever. And that's really important, I think. That's a key to success, to long-term success. Now, what other things would be a fat that you could put on a burger that would taste good? Can you think of some and put it in the comments? I'm going to hold up one here. Avocado is a fat. And what about guacamole? Ooh, I love guacamole. Guacamole, guacamole. My kids used to sing that song. But so good on a burger. Adds a lot of fat and taste. It makes you feel yummy and happy and not resentful, right? We talked about that. Let me set this down. What are some other fats that you might put on a burger? Feel free to chime in and put that in the comments. I'm not going to think of everything, so I hope that you'll participate. Cheese. Do you have a favorite cheese? Provolone is one of my all-time favorites. But all your cheeses are going to be like 0 or 1 net carbs per serving, depending on the style or the brand. But pretty much that. Your fats are usually 0 carb, right? Mayonnaise, it's going to be very low. Great option for you. Maybe I'll put in some aioli. Am I saying that right? It's kind of like flavored mayonnaise. Maybe some bacon or bacon strips. What could you put on your burger to make it taste even better? Makes you feel so happy and so satisfied. Please put it in the comments. I put a few other things over here. I'm going to get to those next as we move into our final tip. This is tip number 6. Tip number 6. I'll hold up the big 6 because it's very exciting. This is our last 6, our last tip of the day in terms of making the most delicious, fabulous keto-liciousness, keto AF, best burger in town year-round. Doesn't have to be on the summertime months. It can be any time of year. Here are some do's and don'ts that I want you to think about. These are do's and don'ts in terms of low-carb burger toppings. And some of these are obvious, but then I think, you know what? People are new. They don't necessarily know all these things, Stephanie. So I'm going to just do a quick reminder. Here's some don'ts. Don't, on the keto diet, eat ketchup. Ketchup is like all sugar. It's just red sugar, pretended to be tomatoes. It's not. Barbecue sauce, none of that. Unless you're buying like a Hughes product or making your own, a sugar-free product, avoid barbecue sauce. Avoid teriyaki sauce. Avoid pineapple. Avoid chutneys. Avoid steak sauce. Steak sauce is basically all sugar, unless you're reading the label and you're like, oh, no, Stephanie's wrong. Okay, fine. But for the most part, all of your chutneys, your sauces, your mystery sauces, your sweet relishes, your onion rings, avoid all of those things to be on the safe side, unless you're reading the label and making yourself or buying a specialty product. Do's. Let's switch over to the do's. So those were all stops. I just bought this, isn't it funny? So those were all the stops. Don't do those. The do's when it comes to topping your keto-friendly burger. These are the yeses, the do's, the go-aheads. Let me just rattle some of these off. Yes, go crazy with your mustard. Mustard is low in carbs. Enjoy. Go ahead and put some tomatoes on your keto-friendly burger. In moderation, right? You don't want to have like 80,000 of them. But they're lower in carbs than other items that you might consider. Chop up some lettuce. If it's not lettuce wrapped, you might add some more lettuce leaves or cabbage to your delicious burger. I also really like to have sauteed mushrooms. That's one of my favorite. Mushrooms help prevent Alzheimer's, is what I've heard anyway. So I'm trying to eat more and more delicious mushrooms. Plus, they're just so yummy. I love them. We talked about the tomato slices. Any jalapeno fans out there? We're avoiding the sweet relishes, but we're enjoying fun things like, dropping it. Fun things like jalapenos, sliced, roasted, what have you. Raw red onion. Do you like red onion slices? Now, I know onions get a bad rap on keto, but you're just having a little bit on your burger. So go ahead and enjoy. They're not that bad, right? The red one's going to be a little bit lower in carbs. Hello, I'm throwing it. Red onion, purple onion, that'll be your lowest net carb option. And we talked about the jalapenos. Make sure that you wear gloves while you clean them. Unless you can bring the heat. And avoid those sweet and sour pickles and chutneys and relishes, and instead go with like a sliced dill if you're going to do a pickle, just the regular old pickles. You don't want all that sugar added on to your deliciousness. Is anybody out there like green chilies? You can buy those in a can. That's another great idea. And I mentioned to you queso, right? Queso, that's basically like a cheese blend. It's kind of thick, has like an emulsifier in it. You can buy it at the store, pre-made, or you can make your own. But cheese is everything, people. Cheese is life. So think about those ideas when you are topping your burgers. Hopefully those do's and don'ts helped. You know, things like sauerkraut are delicious. They add a lot of flavor to your burger, or crumbled cheeses. Dill pickles, not the sweet and sour. And of course, don't forget about all those fats that we discussed earlier, right? We ran down all the fat options. So does that help? What did you guys think about this topic today? I know I was like, burgers, is that obvious? Or is that something fun that we might uncover something new and get inspired about? Because making a quick keto dinner is better than, even if it's a burger, going off plan and like, oh, I'll end up at Chinese food drive-through and end up with like Olive Garden pasta. I don't know. I want you to stay on track. So if we can make this simple and easy, that's the whole goal for being on Dirty Lazy Keto. Cut corners, learn to take some risks, try some new ingredients, have a little fun, and find some swaps and substitutes when it's most important to you. So thank you so much for watching, listening, participating in today's presentation about quick keto burgers at home. And I hope that you will subscribe to the free Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel. Free, love free, right? We want free, 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 and we want resources to help support you. So every week, there's a new video on YouTube. Every week, my podcast has a new audio podcast. If you're more of an audio person, you can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts, also on the YouTube channel. But remember, if you want to binge watch and stay tuned for another video right after this, it's going to be Cut Carbs on Keto. So I'm going to give you tips for that. So otherwise, you did a great job today. Super proud of you. I'm reaching over because I want you to congratulate yourself and give yourself a huge, 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 huge round of applause. So good job, everyone. And hopefully you'll be back next week for another quick, fun episode and more information about how to stay focused, how to stay motivated, and how to have a great time with Dirty Lazy Keto. So see you next week, right? Every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday, whenever you turn on the camera, whenever you watch the video, it's your day. Thanks for joining me on the adventure today with the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. If you have questions about what we talked about, head over to my website, dirtylazyketo.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter.